Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I should have thought of Brett's thing about turning around. Never even occurred to me. So far, everything's okay.
Does ownership nullify at all? Because Ocho's black.
Yeah, I would think so. I mean, the black cats aren't bad.
African American.
It's more of it, one that is not yours, crossing the path of you.
But I mean, he crosses my path.
At a random... No, but he's yours, though.
Okay. Excuse me one second. Did you just call that cat African catty? And is that what you just...
I felt a little awkward. As soon as I said it, I'm like, ooh, that sounds
What
harsh.
Did you call? Did you say African catty?
African.
African. Well,
what'd you say?
He's an American, I guess.
Yeah, you called him...
It's African Americat.
that's
the correct pronunciation. Okay. The correct catty. Terminology.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
If he's your
American
cat.
Cat is Americat, yeah.
You couldn't have bad luck from a black cat crossing your path if you own it. That wouldn't make any sense.
Oh, does that know all
oh,
black cats
now we're
just...
owning. Now we own.
No, that's why it feels weird. That's why.
Well, it's a black cat. It's a cat.
That's really weird.
A dog.
Your pet. If your pet is a black cat, then I think that particular black cat is okay. I don't think it then puts a blanket across all black cats who may cross your path that are not your pet.
Right.
Yeah, that makes
so
sense.
So even though Monica's cat is okay, if that's the one that crossed the front of my truck, I would still have the problem with the bad luck, Brett.
Correct.
Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
Little Ocho. No, I think Ocho brings good luck to everybody because he's
is that what he does?
He's a pet, yeah.
He's the anti-bad luck black cat.
Is he the head chopper offer? Like is he the one that goes out there and eats birds and squirrels
that's
and stuff?
Palo all day. But Ocho's old. Ocho's a good like 12, 13 or something. And
all right.
Palo's a baby, so yeah.
So he's starting to weigh his options.
He lets Palo bring him the headless birds.
Right.
Palo tries to play, and Palo's playing is not what Ocho wants to play, and it's... this is my
but they life. Still get along.
It's like it's exactly like Isabella and Joseph.
Is it, though?
It's exactly
JP's kids.
100% the exact same.
My daughter has this ability to be...
A cat?
Absolute slob like I've never seen before. Uh-huh. Like, her room went from spotless to downtown Fallujah in no time.
Yeah.
I walked in her room last night. I'm like, I don't understand how this happened. This room was spotless yesterday. You cleaned it yesterday. It was spotless.
Right.
You went to school. How is it 3:30 in the afternoon and this room looks like a bomb went off? I don't understand it.
Because outfits. I can guarantee you she's trying on different outfits and you just don't feel like putting them back on the hanger and putting them away. So they just lay there. Sorry.
Hmm.
On the floor.
On stuff and on the bed.
On the floor, on the bed, on the...
If you try on different shoes with each outfit, they're going to be out. It's just
there
the
was definitely multiple pairs of...
Oh, man.
That's how it
that's
goes.
Brutal.
Shoes.
The funny thing is the daughter of mine who's like that, who could room could be totally clean because she went crazy and worked hard and cleaned it. And or a day later, it could be a complete mess, clothes everywhere, underwear piled over here, bras over there, born the same day as your daughter, Courtney.
Is it?
Yep. April 22nd.
It's insane, oh man.
It's the same. She has the same exact. Kelly never, ever did that.
What is that, Aquarius? Is that Aquarius?
I don't know what they are.
No.
But Courtney did the same exact thing.
A messy ass.
That's what it is. And then there's this. And then I come across this. Kids have grown even messier during quarantine. Like the hell they
it's
at,
the frame of mind, like, I'll just do it. And actually, I can kind of get behind that one because it's kind of like the frame of mind, like, it's quarantine. I've got all day, all the time. I will definitely get that done. And then it just piles up a bit.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like a mentality, like, listen, nobody's coming over for, like, 3 months.
Yeah,
I got 3 months to clean everything up.
Right. I got nowhere to go. There's nothing open, so I'm not going anywhere. So I'll more than likely be home. I'll just do it later.
Good news is my kids are going back to school full time.
Oh, look at this.
Yeah.
It's time, huh?
But the teachers are vaccinated, right?
I have no idea. I know there has been an effort to get teachers vaccinated. Like, my wife was part of that program. Her school district was called in last week for 3 days. They had 3 days to go get vaccinated. She did. But I'm going to be honest with you. My wife took the Moderna shot. She had a rough go for a few days, man.
Mm.
Knocked her on her ass.
Oh, not just the 24-hour thing?
She got her Friday night. Monday morning, she was still feeling a little jacked up. She feels better now.
Wow.
But, yeah.
Yeah, that's a while. Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything I hear is like 24 hours. Oh, then I'm fine. Then I woke up and I was fine.
Right.
That's what I've heard like three people say the exact same thing. Wow.
I'm going. What? I got my appointment.
Did you really?
Yep. I'm going Sunday night.
Well, it's, you know, it's good to be 65 and over.
Sunday night.
No, I don't understand how you're going. But.
Comorbidities, bro. I told you, Brett. I told you there was going to be some jelly going on.
Well, you have high blood pressure, yes, as do I, which is now in the category of
everybody.
Like, yeah, but don't you guys have it, like, it's not just you have high blood pressure.
I'm
don't you
medication.
Have a prescription for it?
I'm on medication for it, yeah.
So that's more serious. Brett, you're the same?
Yeah.
Yeah. Got it. They have high blood pressure, Monica. They have medication.
So it's in the category, okay. Right? And JP,
yes, as long as
JP didn't put an envelope under the table and say, "Hey, get me in." It's a legit appointment for with his
exactly
with the everything's legit.
How could he be expected to live his life with such high blood pressure and medication? I'm sure it's tough.
Yes.
What did I tell? What did, I tell you?
JP, you were right.
What did I tell you?
I am shocked. At your reaction, Monica.
Well, what did you say? You said Monica would be jealous of you?
No, I didn't say. No. I never said Monica would be jealous. I go, I guarantee you I catch heat from Monica because I made an appointment.
Oh.
I guarantee it.
Just think that you is it possible, just a possibility, that you could have waited a little bit longer, not forever. I want everybody to get vaccinated.
Everybody
just
does,
waited a little bit longer and let other people who might possibly need it a little bit more than you. Is that
why? I don't understand why. So, if I don't get the vaccine,
right.
I'm some sort of heathen.
Right.
But because I don't do it on your time schedule.
Not my time schedule.
Clearly your time. Humanity. You're the one that's got you're the one who's got a problem with me going Sunday.
Humanities. I don't even want to say courteous because it's more than courteous. It's
but I didn't break any. I didn't call in any favors. I'm on the list.
Right. It's 100% legit.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. Everything was 100%. It was done on the New York State website. It wasn't like... Cool. I called in any favors or any of that stuff. Nothing. I did it the right way.
As long as you can sleep at night, then it's all good.
I haven't been sleeping. You know what? Well, last night I finally slept because I ate a weed gummy. The first time I slept in like 5 days. What?
You don't
puke?
Yeah, does it make you puke?
From a weed gummy?
No. Do you feel what's going on here, Brett? Do you feel this?
Monica,
that
are you thinking
you to
about...
suffer?
Are
yeah.
You, but, wait, 100%. Suffer?
Yep, I feel it.
But Monica, are you thinking about like... If there's any old people who are 80 who don't have it yet, he shouldn't be getting it. Is that like what goes through your mind?
I'm just wondering, and I don't know, I don't live there, if there's anybody who might possibly need it more than you and let them go first. But that's cool. Like I said, you're the one who, if you're comfortable and you're like, I think it's kind of funny that you were kind of proud of yourself that you didn't call in any favors. I think.
I'm trying to find an actual reason that you could possibly have for being pissy with me.
I think that there's people that might be worse off health-wise than you. That's all I'm saying. If there's then I'm wrong. But I feel like
the only thing is the system isn't perfect, though. You know, it's going to overlap where there are first responders who aren't even inoculated here yet. We just got told that by one of our county people the other day. I'm like, you're still working on first responders. That was two levels ago. Like, what are you waiting for? But it's an imperfect system. Some people aren't inoculated. So it's going to be like a different order. There's some old people. They just did 65 plus for our county. So there's probably tons of people 65 plus who haven't been inoculated. But there might be healthy 65-year-olds and six 65-year-olds, right? So, but the number's the number, and so they can go. You know, so it's kind of like, it's imperfect, right? So unless they did it totally by age and no other special things, special things for teachers, no special things for hypertension, no whatever. If they just did by age and did these 10 years now, and now everybody else got to wait. I don't care what your health is, you got to wait. That's the only way. I've heard that from a couple states, but I don't know which works.
Doing it
that way. But I don't know which works best. I have no idea. But otherwise, then you have these crossover things where it's going to be, there's going to be always be someone who should have gotten it before
they opened it up.
I mean, that's the only thing I would say. There's always going to be someone.
They opened it up in the same level that I'm in because of the high blood pressure. They opened it up to hotel workers.
That makes sense. Okay. They're exposed to people. That absolutely makes sense. They're exposed to, hotel workers are exposed to more people than you are, JP.
More people than your average bear. I mean,
okay. Well, I'm not knocking hotel workers. Yeah. I'm just saying, I mean, I'm in the You know what? Why am I defending myself here? I'm getting my goddamn vaccine.
You shouldn't have to hear.
Well, I shouldn't have to hear.
No, I'll tell you this.
But I knew I was going to have to.
I mean, you're going to hear it. It's how people are. Like, you know, my 17-year-old nephew barbacks at a restaurant, like cleans dishes off. He got it before an 81-year-old mother-in-law of my brother who is sickly and could use it. But they're not, you know, you can't put them together and compare them because they're in different places, different counties, you know, all this stuff.
Right.
You can't, but everybody's going to do that in their head all day long, all day. He's 17. He probably doesn't even need it. He got it already because he's in the restaurant business.
Right.
Right. So people are going to do it all day.
If I put it on social media, will you be less mad at me?
That's a weird.
If he has I got vaccinated sticker, he holds it up. Nice right. smile.
Right.
Yeah, that's weird because I always want you to social more, but then it's like you're bragging.
But not that.
Yeah, that's a weird twist of events.
Yeah, that might be an S-storm. Who knows? It might not. Maybe it'll be like, oh, good for you.
Here's the perceived downside to this one.
What's that?
It's Johnson & Johnson.
Oh. Wait.
Yes, I know. I'm well aware. So I reached out to Derek because I had said, I'm like, why do I want this one?
Yeah, you weren't going to do it.
If I want to hold off, I just, you know, my issue was with the CDC and with Fauci getting kind of angry that people were questioning why they would want this one over that one.
Mm-hmm.
So I reached out to Derek, my one-legged doctor friend.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell?
He said, don't worry about it, didn't he?
Yeah. He said, go get it.
Yeah.
Where is it? Hold on.
But yeah, you were just questioning yesterday, the numbers.
I said, I have an appointment for the vaccine, but it's the Johnson & Johnson one. Is that thing really worth the S? And he goes, yes. The original study had 85% or so effectiveness at preventing the disease versus 92 or so for the others. But all of them almost guarantee if you get it, you will get mild to no symptoms whatsoever, and you will absolutely not end up in the hospital.
And you won't die. There's zero deaths for all three of them.
And he goes,
is that crazy?
He goes, and you only have to get it once. I said, so
yeah.
You go do it? He goes, go do it. I said, okay.
Mm.
There it is. Following the science, ladies and gentlemen.
Right. Right.
I feel like the most hated man on the planet right now.
Why?
I really do.
I think a lot of people who have posted on Facebook have probably gotten surprise reactions from some people. I mean, I haven't read them, but I'm just guessing. Because there's a lot of people sitting around waiting for this. I mean, everybody's been waiting for a year for this thing to go away. So everybody's waiting for a vaccine, so I think it's only human nature to compare. Oh, why didn't my mother get it? Why can't I get it if you got it?
Right.
I think people do that all day. All day. And it's just, you know, it's the same as the whole thing. You can't control what other people do, and you can't worry about it because you can't control if they wear a mask or not or whatever. You can only do what you can do for yourself, if they get a shot or not, and just hope everybody gets the shot. I don't know. There's nobody standing there directing traffic for the shot saying, all right, you're both eligible, but this one has to go first, and then you'll go. Like,
right.
I don't know what the solution is to the whole thing. I mean, I see what Monica's saying. All the old people, but again, they're not doing it by age, so now what do you do? You know? I don't know what the perfect thing is. Maybe those other states do have it right, and it's working better there because it's just an age thing, and the number is, there's no gray area. You're the right age, or you're not. And then that just fixes all of it.
Like, the way I've thought of it is the people who like, the older people and all that kind of stuff getting it first. And I kind of use my parents as a guideline.
Yeah.
So they were able to make an appointment, like, a month ago for something in April. Now that more vaccines have become open, my dad got a message the other day saying that he can get his today in advance.
Good.
So he's going today. And my mom also today just got an appointment for a CVS location. So now that the prescription, now that the vaccines have opened up more and more, we're getting more supply. Mm-hmm. So now, come next week, they're both going to have their first shot done. So now I feel like, okay, good. So now the people that need it most are getting it.
Right.
And so now, I like just like JP, I qualify, so, you know, so to speak.
And
so,
your wife already had it.
And she had it because she got it because she works for a hospital, so they want to make sure their employees have it. So if they have to go inside mm-hmm. and outside of the hospital, even though she's a behind the scenes worker, an office worker, they do have to go to the hospital from time to time.
Now, so your parents have it. Are you getting more comfortable with you thinking about you getting it? If
yeah,
the people
so now,
close to
right.
you are getting it, then
right.
now so, you start thinking
so
it's your turn?
Right. So now the supplies are opening up a little bit. So the mindset is, okay, Let's get going. Let's go get it.
Right.
We all need to get it. You know, so as we're being told, we need 75-80% herd immunity. We need that. So that means if you're able to get it, get it. So we can open things up and go to concerts and games everywhere around the country. That's just in certain spots.
Did you guys see that story that was rolling around yesterday where they want to have an Excelsior, it's called an Excelsior Pass in New York, and then you'll be able to go to concerts and you'll be able to go, but it's like...
They should just call it a vaccine ID.
Why call it that? You know, when they can call it something else. Brett called that from day one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, we're going to need these shots to do anything and everything.
Yep.
They wouldn't say it out here, loud, but they're going to do it.
Maybe not the other states.
You don't have it, just don't go to the concerts.
Maybe not Florida and Texas.
That's what they'll say.
Mississippi and all that stuff.
Yeah. So you're, when are you getting yours?
Sunday night.
So you're getting yours before Brett's elderly mother?
Yep.
How dare you? Yep. You're going to be a full day behind her.
A day?
Did you think about her?
She's in a different county, bro.
Wow.
But still.
Right.
Well, all the rules. On the upside, you're following the rules.
Thank you.
Right.
On the upside. That's a rule follower thing.
I even ran it past Brett.
Oh, did you?
I was like, hey, listen, am I a scumbag? If he goes, no, you qualify, go get it. Okay.
Right. You qualified, you went through the right path.
Yeah. They came out with the thing saying that you're eligible, saying you're actually not, even if you're on the medication that is a prescription for the thing they're saying. I mean,
right.
You know, if you're like, well, I kind of feel like I have high blood pressure.
Right. I didn't get a fake script, which I easily could have done.
Oh, boy.
Seriously?
Of course.
A fake script? That's tough.
I know a lot of people in the medical field.
I know, but they're willing to write a fake prescription.
For what? I'm not asking them for OxyContin.
Yeah. I guess. Yeah, I guess what you're saying, right. They'd be like, well, you got high blood pressure.
Right.
I guess. So, the moral level of the country.
I have a legit.
I know.
Legit.
Do.
I'm 100% legit all the way through this.
Yes. Well, that's good.
With the exception that I didn't actually make the appointment for myself. Julie did.
Oh, you had someone make it for you?
Yeah.
How come?
Julie. Because she had downtime. She's like, you want me to see if I can get it? I was like, sure.
And she knows how to use the internet.
Precisely.
She's really skilled with it. Roger, JP. It's 102.5 The Bone. Real Raw Radio. Just getting rolling. 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025. In an hour, Dead Guy in the Envelope, you try to solve who the dead celebrity is in order to win the prize from the Bone Prize Station. A lot more before that.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.